Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And did you find it to be exceptionally difficult?
Not exceptionally difficult.
Just exceptionally difficult?
It was just so out there, you know? It's just, I never really quite got the theme. I sort of got it, but it didn't help me whatsoever in solving the puzzle. And I was just kind of dumbfounded when I actually did solve it, but I did get it all filled in.
I had pretty much the same thing. I got the revealer, the quote-unquote revealer. Couldn't make any sense of it.
No.
Just bashed away to solve the rest of it. And when I finally saw what they were doing, and I saw that at 10 down, assist.
Me too.
Assist in a foursome.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay. And, but by that time it was too late. The only thing it could do was help confirm that my themed answers were correct.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I had a whole lot of other problems in other areas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there were some very cryptic clues.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should talk about the theme first because it is sort of extraordinary.
It is. It is. And I'm going to go right to the revealer because you have to know that in order to understand the theme.
But, and even if you do know it, it might not help.
No, that's right. But 63 across was the revealer. Thrice remade movie, or when parsed as six words, a hint to the theme clues in this puzzle. Well, the answer to that was A Star is Born. That was the thrice remade movie. Okay, so they say there in the clue, parse it into a six-word phrase rather than four words. So, I couldn't figure that one out at all because it's like, well, it could be as tar is born, but that's still only four. But anyway, the themed clues then all had an asterisk at the beginning of them, and they made no sense whatsoever. 17 across, a lot time was election day. And 10 down was assist in a foursome, and it was McCartney. And 23 across was acre on the ocean floor, and that was mother of pearl. And there were actually, like, I think three more. 40 across, ice is found on it, and that was the Riviera. So, you know, they just really didn't make sense at all. But what you had to do with the revealer clue was the six words that you could get out of them was a star is B or N. So then if you go back to the themed clues where the asterisk is at the beginning,
which is also a star,
which is also considered a star
by the New York Times.
Mm-hmm, you either had to put a B or an N there, and then it would make sense. So 10 down, assist in a foursome. If you put a B in front of it, you got bassist in a foursome. And of course, in the Beatles, that was Paul McCartney.
Yep.
So the answer was McCartney. Or 17 across, a lot time, put a B in front of it, and you have ballot time. And that was election day. And then finally, I think maybe my favorite, 23 across, acre on the ocean floor, put an N in front of it, knacker on the ocean floor, and that was mother of pearl. So that was the theme. And I think there were, what, three more, 40 across, ice is found on it. Well, if you put N in front of that, you get nice is found on it, and that is the Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. 53 across, Ovid of Greek mythology. If you put a B in front of that, you get Bovid of Greek mythology. And the answer there was the Cretan bull. And then finally, 32 down, ascent stage for a bird. And if you put an N in front of that, nascent stage for a bird is a hatchling.
Yep.
And that was the correct answer there. So, boy, like I said, way out there. I'm like, first of all, I didn't know that B and N were words.
Oh, you and everybody else on wordplay.
Oh, really?
There were a lot of people who were very upset by that.
Oh, uh-huh. Well, it was a little cryptic, but a star is B or N.
Right.
That is, you know, six, I guess, separate groups of letters, although there's only one letter in two of them.
Well, you know, if you look in a dictionary, I mean, the first entry you're going to see under the B's is going to be the letter B, and the first under the letter N is going to be the letter N. I mean, they actually include them in the dictionary.
But what's the definition of B?
Well, my definition of a word is anything that appears in a dictionary. So,
what do they say B means?
Probably the first letter, the second letter. I lost the A for a moment there. The second letter in the alphabet. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's it's a crossword. This isn't supposed to be Wikipedia. So.
Well, it was very cryptic.
Yes.
But boy, the mind that thought of that, David Kwong. Well, I was impressed.
Well, I was impressed with all the other clues that I couldn't get.
Yeah, there were some tough ones.
Like, I started off with one across, it might come in a package. And I'm like, huh? I mean, all sorts of things come in packages. Uh-huh. And then, I thought, kit. I had a sense that the middle letter might have been an I, because two down was, it follows the Hijri calendar, so I had Islam. So I thought maybe a kit comes in a package. Mm-hmm. And then, but one down, great creatures. Is there such a thing as a great owl?
Great horned owl.
Okay, because I had owls for a bit.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Turned out it was great apes.
Great apes, yes.
Is there a great whale? Maybe not.
I was thinking they're great white shark.
Okay.
That was what came to mind right away for me. But, of course, you only had four letters there, so.
You know, it's curious.
But then I thought, oh, great apes. I've heard of the great ape.
Right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's curious they have all these great animals. They don't have too many pretty good animals.
No. Nope.
Hello, I'm a pretty good hyena or something.
Well, there was another animal one in there that stumped me, 43 across. Animal whose name, when capitalized, is a major West African language.
That is about, for people living in North America who don't get out much, about the most useless clue. Why don't they just put down... Pick a three-letter word, any three. I mean, I'm like, of course, it did say that it was an animal.
Uh-huh.
So it did narrow it down to three-letter uh-huh. animals.
And I found out the middle letter was a W. So I thought, owl, but that didn't work. And I thought, oh, awk, A-W-K.
Wow.
Well, that didn't work. It turned out to be you.
Me?
You, E-W-E.
Oh, sorry, okay.
But, you know, that, I guess you could call that an animal. I mean, that's just...
What do you mean, a use an animal? I mean,
well,
you
wouldn't
call it a vegetable or a mineral.
It's a female sheep.
Right.
You know, that's what you call a female sheep.
Which is definitely an animal.
That's the animal, though, is sheep. I guess the U is just denoting its gender. But.
Just remember, we're talking about a person who decided that B and N are words.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we're playing a little fast and loose with a lot of things.
But that was a typical clue in this puzzle. They were just so so many obscure things.
Well, that the second E, the second and last E of U, ran into 38 down, clear, which was net.
Yes.
And I know they've used it in that context before, but that also wasn't too easy.
No. And 16 across, money maven for short.
I know what you put down, CPA.
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know
what you put down. I couldn't figure out what they were talking about, money maven. It turned out to be CFO.
Right.
But, you know, that's a pretty cryptic clue for CFO. Usually it's like, you know, head money honcho in a business or something, you know, but...
We see they had 12 down, Anna Mae Blank, Hollywood's first Chinese-American film celebrity, and I'm embarrassed to say that I haven't seen enough American films to recognize the answer as being Wong.
Right.
So I had a W and an N and a G, I think, at that point, and I thought it's Wang.
That's I put in Wang to begin
And
with.
So I had CPA.
Mm. Oh, uh-huh.
And I thought, that sounds pretty good, but then 11 down in the middle between McCartney and Wang, and what turned out to be Wong was One Way to Run, a foul.
Yes.
It's like, wow, that was good. Uh-huh. It's like... This started to feel like an easier Saturday than a harder Thursday.
I put amok, because I think you can spell amok, A-M-O-U-K.
No.
I think so.
Really?
Run amok. Yeah.
Okay, so there's amok, A-M-U-K.
A-M-O-K.
A-M-O-K? Amok? Yeah, okay. I think that's right.
Mm-hmm. But I think that there's a different spelling you can have with a U. But it turned out to be wrong. It was a foul.
Well, speaking of wrong, I mean, yesterday I predicted, or at least told our listeners, that there might be a rebus here. Boy, I was completely wrong, and wish to apologize to our loyal listeners who were probably spending some of their time looking for a rebus, because when it started to get hard, I was like, there must be a rebus or something going on. I knew there was something going on here. I just couldn't pin it down.
Mm-hmm. And then another one, a 50 down, joint, so to speak, prison.
Yes.
You know, and you know, that makes sense, but it's like, well, that's not, you know, something that just pops right out. Oh, prison.
Well, what popped out to me, so I had the S-O-N, so I thought unison. And unison.
Oh, joint, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I thought, I mean, it's maybe not joint, but it certainly felt close enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it was right for every letter except the P-R.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Greet the day was rise. I originally had wake. And let's see, 19 across, the false good Samaritan, e.g., was a con. I actually got that pretty quickly.
Oh,
because it's sort of like the false good. That sounds like a con. What else? The usual flip of a coin answer. Summer setting in SF. Is it PDT or is it PST? I've never learned and never will learn those. But next to it, bloomers worn around one's head lay.
Right.
That was magnificent. That really was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
As well as all the other clues that I didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
61 down was CrossFit? Question mark. And that was a snit.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, there were just a lot of them that were very challenging to figure out right away.
And part of my problem was after I got A Star Is Born and I started to get Election Day, I thought, okay, A Star Is Born is a movie. Maybe Election Day is a movie. I think I was thinking of Independence Day.
Yes.
But I decided that maybe there was a movie called Election Day. But then the Cretan Bowl, I was trying to remember what movie that was.
Yeah.
and it's sort of like that fell apart at some point. But the fact that I thought I originally was looking for movies, and like I had Mother, and it's like, what Mother would be a movie? Is there a Mother Teresa? So, and 29 across, It'll All Shake Out, Salt.
Yes, that was kind of funny.
Yes, a lot of these were really just terrific clues, just tough. Four across, I'm in Wisconsin here. Showy accessories on marching band uniforms, plumes.
Plumes.
I had it starting with a P, and I thought palms or pom-pom.
Oh, I had the P and the L, so I thought it was pleats.
Oh, but nice.
That didn't work for too long.
No.
Well, and you know, six down was a visitor from a faraway place. So I thought, oh, I know this, E.T., but it was three letters. So, and it was just a singular visitor. It turned out to be UFO.
I guess a visitor doesn't have to be a person, right? Because technically speaking, the UFO is the vehicle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So.
But yeah, so then once I got that, then I'm like, oh, I bet it's plumes.
Yeah. So I started in the bottom, sort of worked my way up the diagonal, and then, I mean, I was all over the place. I was getting some traction everywhere, but it was...
Yeah, I was too, but it took me a long time to fill it all in.
Well, you know, 13 across, measure of inflation, in brief, PSI.
Yes.
I was like, okay, is it the consumer... I had CPI, Consumer Price Index.
Uh-huh. And I thought a gross... national product or gross domestic product.
I thought about that too because it was three letters, but I don't think that's really measuring inflation. Saying,
oh, that's not an inflation measure, but.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a tough.
Yeah. 20 across. Account that's been overdrawn. Saga.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. What a clue.
Yes. A lot of good clues. So definitely in the running for our Jam Katwa Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award.
Yeah, I would concur.
But but yeah, this did cause a lot of controversy.
Oh, really? So. I didn't even look at that, but I was just glad I got it filled in.
Yes. Yeah, I know. I thought, I'm just getting nowhere. But what would happen is, I'd get like one or two short, you know, like three-letter words, and they would just give me enough to build. But I really had to rely on those crosses.
Mm-hmm. 48 across was another one. Days leading up to the next sign in astrology.
Right.
Cusp.
Yep.
I did not know that.
No, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if there are any gimmies in this crossword. Hardly any, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the one that was supposed to be a gimme, 2020 Olympic site was Tokyo.
That's right.
I didn't have that at first because I didn't know what to do with 67 across, first name and objectivism, Anne, as in Anne Rand.
That's right.
And once I got that, I think I saw Tokyo, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, the next one, 68 across, Horace's... Ars blank, Ars poetica,
and you know
I did not know that.
So I read Ars Technica, a great website on technical and sort of technology, and so I thought it should be an I, but 64 down, gradually slower in music, a bruh. I thought it has to be RET for like retarding or something.
Well, that's RIT. It's not spelled R-E-T.
Well, it is where I come from.
No. It's retard.
So I had R-E-T, and that is where I ended up.
Oh.
When I changed Poetica to Poetica, then I got the music. Poetica, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, all right. Well, brilliant crossword by David Kwong. Well done, sir.
Yes.
Our hats are off to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, technically speaking, we usually record this podcast while... with our hats doffed, but if we were wearing them, we would doff them now in your honor.
That is correct.
All right, that is it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, you can always get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Feel free to leave helpful comments on our Facebook page, and we'll be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.